People still want drive-through deliverance. It don't work. There isn't drive-through salvation. It doesn't work. It's not drive-through. The world is on such a pace, it's incredible. And there's so much deception now. Great deception all over the world. People getting destroyed, killed, misled. Confusion. The approval. See, things that are wicked and evil, the world is trying to bring common. Through media, through music, through TV, through magazines, through indoctrinations, even through schools and education. You can choose whatever you want to be today, male or female. You know, it's crazy. It's plumb sick is what it is. And the enemy, the exposure of the world and its ruler of powers of darkness is being exposed all over globally. But the people are rising. They're awakening going, hey, you know, something's not right here. Sometimes people don't awaken unless it's chaos. It's amazing. Remember when 9/11 hit, the churches were filled. It made them last 6 months. Then people went back to their old ways. They forgot about the chaos. And one of the things of that is because of the lack of God's presence. We love to worship the Lord here. We love God's presence. Because what the enemy does is replace God's presence with drugs, alcohol, pornography, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. And that's of the world. But it's not from our Father. It's from the rulers of this world in darkness. And one of the things that the Lord said, he said, disciples, so people can come out of that. You know, the Bible says truth sets us free. But without practicing truth, there is no freedom. And it says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And that's the only place. You can only have freedom where the Spirit of God is. So you must allow the Spirit of God to take every access of your temple, all of your members, everything that you're doing, allow God's conviction to come so that it can be removed. We are in such a time right now, it's a time of perilous times. It's a time where God is calling. There is a call to liberty right now in a great and mighty way. In other words, he's throwing a life raft. He's throwing a lifeboat. He's throwing a lifesaver with the rope on it saying, come on, grab it, because if you don't grab it soon, you're about to get lost. Because it's temporary right now. Everything is exposing. In Acts chapter 9, would you go there with me, please? Hallelujah. We'll have a quick, simple teaching. It's about 60 scriptures, but we'll be all right. Acts chapter 9. We'll have to lock the door, no problem. Are you blessed? Did you get God's presence? Did you feel a touch from the Lord? Oh man, I'm telling you what, we can't live without Him. Can't live without Him. Tried. You know, in my first visitation from the Lord, that was the first thing I realized. My salvation was brought by God's presence. I realized it was Him I was looking for my whole life. Nothing else mattered. Paul said, you know what, I count all things dung. It's history. For the knowledge of Christ Jesus. See, we must reach a place where there's no return. There is no choice to go back to the world. There is no, if there's even a consideration in your mind of going back, you're in trouble. You're double-minded. You're in two worlds. Acts 9:10. Is everybody there? Would you read it with me, please? Those who would have a Bible. If you need a Bible, we have some. Just raise your hand and I'll throw one at you. Make sure you catch it though, okay? And we'll pray for your healing just in case, no problem. Hallelujah. Acts 9, verse 10. Now there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him the Lord said in a vision, Ananias, he said, here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, arise and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he is praying. And in a vision, he has seen a man come named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him so that he might receive his sight. Now we know that the Lord got Saul's attention, slapped him off his horse, blinded him. He had nowhere to go. Then Ananias answered and said, Lord, I have heard from many about this man and how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name. So Saul actually thought he was doing God's will. He was out gathering all those who were calling on the name of the Lord, even children. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him many things he must suffer for my name's sake. No matter what he did, God turned it around, turned his heart around. Saul needed guidance. He needed to be filled with the Spirit of God and to receive sight. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, brother. He said, what? Brother. At first he was his enemy. Now he's his brother. Saul, brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and he was baptized. Saul is now called Paul. He had a spiritual awakening with a new sight and power through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The way that we maintain sight is to maintain God's presence. So in other words, he finally got spiritual sight. See, the world doesn't see the way you see. The world doesn't hear the way you hear. If you're filled with God's presence, you are baptized in the Holy Spirit with power, then you have the ability to discern. You have the ability to see. And you have power to take action by staying filled with the Spirit and close to God. Paul was liberated from false doctrines, traditions, beliefs, associations and titles. He is liberated from all bondage, and he was given a new identity. That's one of the things that baptism in the Holy Spirit brings, is a new identity. It is power. And with this new identity, God sent him to liberate others. See, there is a call to liberty. Liberty is a state of being free. It's a state of being free. And one of the things, everybody wants to be free. The problem is people are being free in the wrong things. They think they're being free by letting go of truth. But no, if it's a lie, you can believe in it all you want. Believe that you're free, but you're still bound. It doesn't matter. Paul was living out a life of duty and emotion and pride, believing he was serving God, but was serving the devil until he was liberated and empowered with the Spirit of God, where he was able to see. And what was something that happened to him? The true fear of God came in him with reverence, honor, and respect, not just labor. See, he was living out of his mind, his thoughts, and his emotions, never out of the Spirit. It was different. And there are believers still today that are still living out of their mind and their emotions and not out of the Spirit. And it's totally different. Because only those that are led by the Spirit live out of the Spirit and are sons and daughters of God. In Galatians chapter 5. Is everybody okay? In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. Now Paul writes these letters from a persecutor, a murderer, not knowing he was. He thought he was doing it for God. To a servant of the Lord who was writing letters and establishing churches as an apostle of Christ. In verse 1 it says, stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by the law or by the letter. You have fallen from grace. In other words, God's plans. That's what grace is, God's plan. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. He said, you ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens a whole lump. In other words, any kind of wrong doctrine will mess you up. I have confidence in you in the Lord that you will have no other mind or no other thought, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? Then the offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty, freedom. Only do not use this liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you become consumed by one another. We're to be steadfast, we're to be aware and discern. We're being able to see by maintaining the fullness of the Spirit in everything we do. Again, everything that you'll hear here always goes back to God's presence. Your troubles are lack of God's presence. Does everybody understand that? In Galatians chapter 2. That's why we are worshipers. Galatians 2, verse 1. Let's speak it. Then, now, after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and also took Titus with me. And I went up by what? Revelation. Well, Paul was getting revelation. You know, one of the things that brings revelation is praying in tongues. Brings revelation. Revelation comes, you put the restraints on. I went up by revelation and communicated to them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of reputation, lest by any means I might run in vain. Yet not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in. False brethren. Secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our freedom or our liberty, which we had in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into what? Bondage. Jesus said many would come in my name. But see, the problem was is they were living out of the letter, not out of the Spirit, and trying to bring people back into bondage again. To whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But from those who seem to be something, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me. God shows personal favoritism to no one. For those who seem to be something added nothing to me. But on the contrary, when they saw that the gospel was for the uncircumcised, had been committed to me as the gospel for the circumcision was to Peter. For he who worked effectively in Peter for the apostleship to the circumcised also worked effectively in me toward the Gentiles. Again, in this we see false brethren, those not unveiled. I want to say unveiled. They still have masks on. They still have the veils on their hearts and on their minds. See, coming in Christ Jesus is the open door to other things. So when you receive Christ Jesus as your Savior, now you want to, he's got to become Lord. He can never be Lord over your life until you are filled with the Spirit of God. You can say it all you want, oh, Jesus is my Lord and Savior, but you'll never be able to serve him in fullness. It's by the power of the Spirit of Christ Jesus. That's why Jesus commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's vitally important. So we had false brethren, those not unveiled, not able to see or discern, even though accepted Jesus as Savior, but not Lord. Why? Because it only comes by the baptism of the Holy Spirit and maintaining the fullness of his presence. In 2 Corinthians 3. Why? Because there is a call to liberty. And only where the Spirit of the Lord is liberty or freedom. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 12. Let's speak it together. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use great boldness of speech. Unlike Moses, who put a veil over his face, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at what was passing away. But their minds, their thoughts were blinded. They were held, they were veiled. For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament, because the veil is taken away in Christ. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now he tells us who the Lord is. The Lord is the what? It's the Spirit. The Lord is the what? The Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty or what? Freedom. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Very powerful. Again, the ruler of this age blinds and binds individuals so that they can't see or discern and walk in no power. But again, the Lord is the Spirit, and only where the Spirit of the Lord is there freedom. So you must allow the Spirit of the Lord to take access to every part of you. See, every decision you make must be in a place where we are willing to deny ourselves first. Jesus said, deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow. In other words, the decision isn't about you. It's whether it's approved by God or not. Everything. See, so many people are unable to deny themselves in decisions. That's how they get in trouble. Assumption is called sin of assumption. We don't assume. When God says something, you do it. That's it. Other than that, you wait. Now, there are common things. You know that you don't need to wait on God to tell you to stop at the red light. Amen. Or at the stop sign. Or we'd be in trouble. There's a common sense of life. But then there's things where we want a relationship with the Lord. Lord, is this the vehicle I'm supposed to purchase? Is this the house I'm supposed to purchase? Is this the person I'm supposed to marry? And it's not flipping a coin.
Maybe.
50-50 chance. No, you must wait on God to confirm everything. When you do, then He handles it, not you. Amen? And you see, we get lifetime warranties then. Anything that we do out of God's order is not a lifetime warranty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12. Hebrew. Hebrews 12:25. Call to liberty, freedom. Liberty is a state of being free. Now, we want to be free in everything, right? But there are certain things that you need to manage in the world. You need to manage your finances. Amen? There are certain things that we need to manage. Well, let me tell you, if you're not free in the Spirit, it's very difficult to manage those things. Because the enemy is always going to influence you to bring you back into bondage or debt. Oh, the devil loves to get people in debt. He's very good at it. Hebrews 12:25. Let's speak it together. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, he's talking about Jesus, how much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Now this, yes, once more, indicates the removal of those things which are being shaken as the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. How many of y'all know the world's under a shaken? Shaken and a quaking. Many people are falling into this deception. They're getting plugged. What corruptible seeds, chemicals, they don't realize it because of fear. Now they're proving that none of these plugs help anyone. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and what? Godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Again, there's a shaken to awaken from blindness and bondage, so that people will seek liberty and truth and salvation and power to overcome. And they do this by coming to Christ, getting baptized in the Holy Spirit, and maintaining God's presence. That's why the Bible says, forsake not to assemble. And once you're walking in God's presence, you maintain a fear of the Lord all the time. There's a reverence and honor and respect. The psalmist said, I always set the Lord before me. Let me tell you, when you're in the Spirit, the Lord is always there. He's before you. And you're talking to him, Lord, what do you think about this? I ask him, Lord, what shirt should I wear today? What do you want me to do? How can I please you today? Show me what you open the doors that have set my life and my steps in divine order. Oh, you have not because you ask not. Amen. I don't need a Mercedes. I don't need a limousine. I could use some bazookas, I'll tell you right now. But anyways. Hallelujah. But anyways, we have a Holy Ghost bazooka. Amen. But we are in a time of war. Paul had a spiritual awakening. You know, they talk about in the 12-step program a spiritual awakening, although they're awakening to a light bulb or something. That spiritual awakening is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's the spiritual awakening. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the spiritual awakening with power, sight, and discernment. Hallelujah. In Romans 13. We all want to be free. We all want to be free from debt. We all want to be free from our past, from guilt, shame, regret. Everybody wants to be free. But you only can be free in God's presence where everything is removed. Romans 13. What does it say? And do this knowing that the time is now, it is high time to what? Awake out of sleep. Let me tell you, I've seen many believers fall back asleep again. The veil's come back on them that was removed at one time and have gone back. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry or drunkenness, nor in lewdness and lust, not in strife and in envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its desires or its lust. Awake out of deception and blindness, false doctrines, traditions of men, and worldly lusts of the flesh, pride of life, and be free in the spirit with the fear of the Lord, with reverence, honor, and respect. That is true freedom. True freedom. In John chapter 4. John chapter 4. Call to liberty. When you are free in the Spirit, and you are free from the entanglements and affairs of this world, you are able to manage life differently. You can't manage life's decisions without being free in the Spirit. John 4:11. Everybody there? He said, then a woman said to him, to Jesus, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then are you going to get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, his sons and his livestock. Jesus said to the woman, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. What's he talking about? The Spirit of God. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst nor come here to draw. Jesus said to her, go, call your husband and come here. And the woman said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have well said, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one dude you're living with right now ain't no good either. And the one whom you now have is not your husband, and that you spoke truly. Jesus read her laundry. Then the woman said to her, sir, I perceive you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem it is a place where we ought to worship. And Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, and the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you don't know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is when true worshipers. Now I want you to know that everything was about the well, the river, the Spirit, receiving the Spirit, staying filled with the Spirit. And he ends up with telling, listen, you ain't going to get this without worship. Amen? You're not going to get this without worship. The hour is coming, and the Father is seeking. Now look at this. But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit, which means breath, and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. Why? God is spirit. Now we just said, we saw that the Lord is spirit. God is spirit. They're all one. Spirit. Amen? God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Why? To stay filled. Without being filled, you're easily deceived. You'll begin to walk away. You'll begin to compromise. You'll begin to drift. You don't see things correctly. You don't discern things correctly. And you'll move out of God's time in anxiousness and fear. Is everybody okay? 2 Corinthians 5. We want freedom. Liberty is a state of being free. 2 Corinthians 5:16. Let's speak it together, please. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. In other words, if people aren't walking in the Spirit, they're according to the flesh. In other words, you don't take what they say for full force. You must be careful because they're easily manipulated. Look at, if they're not unplugged from the world and filled with the Spirit of God, they're a danger to you. You don't know when they're going to turn on you, but they will. I see it and hear it all the time. Well, man, we were great friends, man. I mean, look at what's happening right now. Look at what's going in homes and in the political arena. Let me tell you, if the Bible says when you're filled with the Spirit of God, you'll be led by the Spirit, and the Spirit will lead you to all truth. So why don't the body of Christ, many of the believers, know the truth? Because they're not filled with God's presence. So they're voting for people that kill kids. They're voting for people that promote perversion. And they're putting them in office. Let me tell you, if the body was filled with the Spirit of God, we wouldn't be in the trouble we are now. But the letter kills and the Spirit brings life. But now, people are finally awake. They're coming awake. The problem is we had to go through so much stuff to get awakened. Hallelujah. We don't have a president now. Well, we do, but he's coming back. But he's our true president. Because he's about the trumpet. Amen? God's calling people to awaken and calling them to be free. He wants us to live in a state of being free. But you can't do it without the Spirit of God. You can't do it without worship. Amen? So he's saying, look, do not hang with those. Stay away from them. Don't acknowledge them. Even though we've known Christ according to the flesh, he says, yet now we know him thus no longer. Why? He's not in the flesh no more. Jesus is Spirit. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, is the new creation. Old things pass away, behold, all things become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us a ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ. God was in Christ, in the world, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed us to the word of reconciliation. Now then we are what? Ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Again, families would be united if they were all filled with the Spirit. They would all know the truth. There's so much political division, but it isn't about politics. Listen, we're fighting Antichrist regimes and individuals that are filled with the Antichrist spirits. Amen? We don't trust anyone that is not baptized in the Holy Spirit, unplugged from the world, and maintains a gathering to worship, to be filled with the Spirit, because they lack sight and discernment and power. They also lack discipline, because you can't be disciplined without God's power. Malachi 3. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16. How many know God knows all and sees all? Nothing is, listen, nobody gets away with nothing. They may think they do. Even when we're out there dealing drugs and all kinds of, oh yeah, we're going to get away. No way. Nobody gets away with it. These politicians won't get away with it. These murderers, sexual perverts, child molesters, nobody's going to get away with it. Everybody will stand before God and give account. Whether they believe it or not, it doesn't matter. It's going to happen. In verse 16, then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written for him. For those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, means Lord of the army, on the day that I make them my jewels. I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then they shall again discern between righteousness and wickedness, between one who serves God and one who does not serve God. That is the area of discerning. See, again, without God's presence, people will not be able to discern. They won't be able to see. They'll be hanging around. And in fact, the Bible warns us. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. But you got to believe that the word is true. If you don't read the Word of God, then you don't believe the Word is true. Then let me tell you something. You won't have victory. You won't be guided. Everything is confirmed by God's Word. I'm telling you, I run into many people. Yeah, I've been a believer for 13 years. Well, I don't believe the Bible. Well, you're an idiot. You're lost, living outside of salvation's truth. L-O-S-T. You tell me you're a Christian, you don't believe in the Bible? You're not a Christian. You're an antichrist. Even the devil knows the word more than them. He tries to trick us with knowing the word. I mean, remember he tried to deceive Jesus, right? That's why you got to be led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit, our sons of God. Malachi 3:16. Did we go there yet? We did, all right. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 15. I wanted to go there, okay. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Do not what? Do not be what? Deceived. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts what? Good habits. So you got to be careful who you associate with. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. This I speak to their shame. Wow. Don't be deceived by associations, media, those not assembling on worship to worship, but maintain an awakenedness in God's presence so that you are able to see, discern, be empowered, and maintain the fear of the Lord so that you can manage all affairs of the world. Does everybody get that? Cool. Psalm 112. Psalm 112. Almost done. Hang in there. Then you can go home and have popcorn. The call to liberty. Psalm 112, let's speak it from verse 1. Everybody there? Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord and delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house. And his righteousness endures forever. Oh, come on, check this out. Your house is going to be loaded. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man deals graciously and lends and will guide his affairs with discretion or discernment. Why? Because he's been filled, maintains God's presence. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is what? Steadfast, trusting the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. Yes, he has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved, and will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. You understand, this is someone who's filled with the Spirit of God, empowered and carries God's presence and anointing. Psalm 25. Psalm 25 and verse 12. Glory. Hallelujah. Verse 12, let's speak it. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity. And his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord will be with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, and he shall pluck my feet out of the net. That's someone who reverence and honors and respects the Lord. How do you do that? By staying filled with God's presence. Ephesians 5. And then one more scripture. What's the price? Cooperation. The price to pay, cooperation. You must be disciplined. Wasn't it wonderful that we can all get together and just worship the Creator? Everybody should have felt God's presence in here. Ephesians 5 and verse 6. Let's speak it together, please. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. How are you going to find out if you're not in His presence and have communion with Him? And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? expose them. Those that are unfruitful works of darkness are those that have not been unplugged from the world. Anybody see the movie Matrix? Sometimes you need to watch it again. That's a good reality, man. That's a good wake-up. Verse 12, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who have fallen asleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. In other words, sight. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because of what? The days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And don't be drunk with wine, and which is dissipation, but be what? Filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your house to the Lord. You know, you should wake up every morning with a song to God. There should be a song in your heart unto the Lord. Man, when you wake up, man, that connection will pound. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Fill me, dress me, possess me, and quicken me, awaken me, and help me pray. Make connection to heaven right away. Amen? Awaken the understanding of worship in His presence to see, discern, and overcome. Maintaining a reverence to the Creator with all ability to deny yourself at every choice and decision and every battle. Which one to choose? And I'm going to close at 1 Peter 5. First Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. Praise be to God. It says, be sober, which means alert. Alert. How can you be alert if you're not filled? You know, some people need God's, I know I need to be in God's presence daily. So I'm on a corporate worship at least 3 times a week for me. I need to get in God's presence. See, the enemy's always setting traps for us, each and every one of us. So many people step into the trap because they're not, look at, the more God wants you to do for Him, the more you got to be empowered. Amen? So people are going out there trying to do stuff for God without the empowerment, and they're bringing shame to the name of the Lord by blowing it. Amen? In verse 8, be sober, be alert, be vigilant. It means consistent in what? Getting in God's presence. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour or lure out of God's presence. Resist him, steadfast in the faith. Now, faith comes by hearing God's word and also by praying in tongues. So when you are filled and baptized in the Spirit of God, you begin to pray in tongues and it increases your faith. Now you're around, your faith is being increased today by just being in God's presence and hearing His word. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've been trained by suffering, perfect you, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you, so that you are immovable, that you stand strong. We're to be alert, consistent, and disciplined in the call of the liberty with authority. You and I have authority. Many people still don't get it because their identity has been compromised. What's distractions? They're masking again with all of, I mean, the veils are coming back on with, and they can't receive the word of God. They're getting itchy ears and following doctrines of deception. Listen, Fauci doesn't have a doctrine, you know. It's called a doctrine of demons. We're being lied to like crazy, and people are being killed left and right. I really don't believe it's a part of the seals yet, because it'll be worse than what's happening. Many people, well, the seals are broke. They ain't broke. But remember, the enemy's trying to remask us, deceive us, keep us blinded. Don't be distracted. Stay firm in your belief and in fellowship and maintain the presence of God in whatever you do. Because without God's presence, we can do nothing. Amen. We want freedom. Without the freedom in the Spirit, you will not be able to manage your life. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We thank you for training for reigning. We thank you. We honor you. And we welcome you. Everything that's been imparted in us today, Lord, protect it so it'll grow for your glory every seed. And prepare our hearts for communion that we may be one with you in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody said amen. If you have any tithes or offerings, you're more than welcome to bring them up.